This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Malaysia is set to celebrate its inaugural National Sports Day in less than 24 hours. Campaigning for the event went into full swing over the past few weeks, with the program highly expected to spur the nation's sporting and fitness culture in the long run. Siti Mariam Ahmad Tobias is the Assistant Director of the Sports Development Division in the Youth and Sports Ministry. She gives us an insight into what Malaysia's National Sports Day will entail.
National Sports Day is actually an initiative driven by the Ministry of Youth and Sports as a proactive measure in the transformation of Malaysia to become a sporting nation.
The theme of Hari Sukanegara is Get Your Game On.
The government has been gazetted second Saturday in October every year will be the National Sports Day. This is actually a climax program for Feed Malaysia campaign that has been implemented throughout the nation since last year. The program was first launched in March 24th by the Prime Minister, and this Saturday, the opening ceremony will be officiated by Prime Minister at UiTM Shah Alam.
One of the main objectives of the National Sports Day is to stimulate economic growth through the sports industry. The program, however, is also essentially about nation building from the foundation.
So, the objectives of National Sports Day, we are aiming to inculcate healthy lifestyle among Malaysians of all walks of life. This is more towards sports for all. And also, we aim to encourage people to be proactive, to have active lifestyle, to improve the health of general population, of course, to recognize sporting talent, and also increase productivity. What we want to look here is we want to foster a spirit of unity in our nation.
Malaysia is not the first country to introduce a National Sports Day initiative. The event has successfully been held in Canada, India and Qatar, to name a few, where the occasion is a national annual celebration of sport to build communities and get people moving. This is Malaysia's first go at such an event. So what can we expect of the scale of activities planned for tomorrow?
We encourage a program that is cheap, accessible and also attractive to the organizer and also to those who want to participate. For example, the private, if they organize Fitness First Open or Malaysia International Sport Expo, we don't bear the budget because this is all come from organizer itself. So it depends because we do have our own portal that is harisukanegara.my. They can go and check is there any activities that they can participate on the day itself. So it is not exclusive. They can choose program that just for mass participation, or they can involve in competition that offer prize.
So how can you get involved and be part of the Hari Sukanegara programs set for tomorrow?
We are having program at all levels, starting from national to grassroots. And at the grassroots level, we also collaborate with the local authorities and also JKKK, whereby the MPs and also the people at their constituency will also take part. And they have also given us commitment in which all parliamentary area will have sport activities. On the day itself, there will be 12,000 activities going on simultaneously. The activities are not exclusive or any restriction or specific activities name. But we do encourage sporting activities. I can name few here, like traditional sport, like sepak raga for the youngsters. Maybe they like basketball. And also like physical workout dance like Zumba. Maybe also they can do netball, Muay Thai, like martial arts, as long as it's not playing chess. And also the activities selected could be a program that involves mass participation, like pinning, beach run. If they don't know where to go, maybe they can do on their own, can go to the gym just to work out.
The build-up to the National Sports Day has generally been positive, bar concerns over how bad the haze will be come Saturday. The Youth and Sports Ministry expects an encouraging turnout for the activities planned across the country.
The campaign was going very good and we have got overwhelming response from many parties. Actually, on the day itself, there will be around 12,000 activities starting from national level to grassroots level will be done simultaneously throughout the nation, where our target is 10% of population coming out and do sporting activities, do physical activities, active lifestyle on the day itself. So 10% out of our population, we targeted about 3 million people. This is regardless of their background, disability or their gender, things like that. So far, we have got response from our own youth and sports department at our state level. And also, we have got response from all the ministries and private universities, schools, and also DLC and NGO also. All of these portions, they are willing to do activities on the 10th of October. What we would like to highlight here is also having an iconic event that include parties like UPM, Celebrity Fitness, Petronas, Perodua, Ministry of Education, and so on and so forth. Retailers also taking part where they give a discount to the buyer. And also like Petronas, they will be holding big events which are open to public, while most are holding events for their staff such as Perodua Zumba plus Slim Possible Challenge and etc.
The organizers are also working together with the Health Ministry to use National Sports Day as a platform to reverse the increasing trend of Malaysians living unhealthy lifestyles.
We also work hand-in-hand with the Health Ministry to combat on this issue because they also supported our program where our Fit Malaysia campaign and this program, the National Sports Day. We know that the statistic level of people in Malaysia on sedentary living style and also obesity is quite high. And we would like to also look at the model of developed countries in which their people, more than half, over 50% of their citizens are active. They do sporting activities and also having active lifestyle. And we do believe that National Sports Day is in line with the nation's aspirations towards the Vision 2020, where we want to become a developed nation, say, like in 5 years. So we will still, National Sports Day will be the continuous effort, the day and also part of the campaign to promote healthy lifestyle for more Malaysia.
The big issue on everyone's mind would have to be the haze as we approach Hari Suka Negara. City admits this will be a challenge but expects activities to go on as planned in most areas.
The National Sports Institute has developed an SOP, so for those organizers, they can always check on the IPU reading because we do have our stand whereby if any particular area reach 150 and above, then the program has got to be cancelled if they leave it outdoor. We do want everyone to go out and be part of Hari Suka Negara or National Sports Day, but our main concern is the health issue. So those affected areas, if the reading is more than 150, then we will ask them to cancel the activity. But if lesser than that, the program can just go on like planned.
That was Siti Mariam Ahmad Tobias, the Assistant Director of the Sports Development Division in the Youth and Sports Ministry, speaking about Malaysia's inaugural National Sports Day, which kicks off tomorrow. I'm Audrey Raj, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.